Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I realize that this is sicko behavior, but that's what confessions is for. Sometimes you got to lay some things out here that, you know, you would otherwise keep to yourself. It's part of being part of this family, right? This is a huge weekend for the Astros. And I am pulling for the Astros. I want 3 victories. I want offense that shows up. I want pitching, particularly from that man who's handling the middle game, Framber Valdez,
yes,
to be on its P's and Q's. And, you know, obviously the opponent in this case is the Seattle Mariners. I cannot shake the fact that I'm super excited to watch Cal Riley play baseball. I'm sorry. I can't lie. Like, Big Dumberman out here swinging that bat, brother. 55, 56 rather
home
runs?
Go get your Seattle Mariners hat.
All right. See, now I ain't say all right, that.
I ain't know we had CJ Stroud on the show.
Is it not a safe space? Tell me that so I can change the way that I handle this.
You know what, though? I think that these things can exist together, though. Like, Cal Riley can have moments that are like memorable or like cool to watch and all of that. Like, he can have his own individual moments without necessarily the Mariners being any good. Like, if Cal Riley has 2 home runs and two solo home runs and the Astros dare to score 3 or 4, then we get the best of both worlds. We saw this historic catcher season kind of manifest itself in this one game or in this one series. And also, the Astros out there taking care of business. All you got to do is go out there and do the same thing against Brian Wu and Logan Gilbert and whoever else they got out there. Luis Castillo, I don't know who. No, Luis Castillo just pitched for him. Whoever else is out there pitching for him.
Yeah, see, when you remind me that the pitchers and everything, I really can't afford. I can't afford for those margins to get thinner Riley home runs.
See,
that's the thing. If it was the early on in the season or something like that, then sure, yeah. But this is nut-cutting time right here, man.
100%, and that's why it's a confession. Otherwise, it'd just be like, oh, I'm excited to see this.
Yeah.
And also, we've had enough of this Cal Riley stuff. Like, has the shine not worn off of the novelty of this season?
This is fun to me.
Man, the hell with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, I need him to go to 0-4. He need to be 0-4 this series, man.
I mean, yes, but also, why you got to stop when I get here? You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to see it too. But also, I want the Astros to win more than anything.
Yeah. All right, at the risk of being the one that's like old takes exposed or like having this recircle at some point whenever the Chiefs win the Super Bowl in February. All right, at the risk of being wrong, my confession right here, right now, is that I want to share with the audience and like publicly proclaim that the Chiefs dynasty is over.
Wow. Ooh, man, that's a bold take.
It's dead. Oh, my goodness.
It's dead.
As somebody who proclaimed Tom Brady washed many years, I'm just going to let you know.
We've been saying that about Tom Brady for 10 straight years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was the one who said it after he won just the 3. He went on to win 4 more Super Bowls after I proclaimed him to be washed. That's probably one of my worst takes of all time.
But the problem is, you look at the logic, and the logic held. He just managed to come back through.
He won 4 more Super Bowls. He had like a whole new career after that. Like, it's insane. But this one I feel pretty good about, and it's for 2 reasons. For one, watching the Buffalo Bills, not just last night, but how they played against the Ravens to start the season. Like, I am I don't know if there's a little Hard Knocks propaganda that's creeping into this, because I did watch them on Hard Knocks too.
You watched all of it?
I watched most of it.
Okay, I was about to say, because it was pretty milquetoast.
It was milquetoast, but I did sell myself on Josh Allen.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like more so than just the obvious. He's Josh Allen, one of the best in the game. Like, just how he was talked about and some of the things that he does behind the scenes. Like, I'm like, man, he's really one of them ones, really that guy. So between that, watching them play these first few weeks of the season, and then just watching how putrid things look with the Kansas City Chiefs, like, they're going against the Giants this week, and a lot of people probably think that's a get right game for them. I'm not necessarily predicting them to win that game. I could, and then they've got the gauntlet coming up after that. Like, they absolutely need to win this game. Obviously, they're 0-2, but the way the Giants have played, the way that the Chiefs have played, I am not convinced that they're winning this game. They could very well be 0-3 and on their way to being in a really, really rough predicament with the way that their schedule plays out.
There is someone on the Twitch, Badass Mofo Lady T, says she agrees with you.
I think it's over.
The only thing I will say to maybe tell you to pump the brakes a little bit, they still will return, you know, one of their high-level wide receivers that should help them kind of advance their offense. Rashee Rice has an extended extended suspension through six games. Xavier Worthy, whenever he does return, I do think that changes something as well. And then also, we've been here recently with Kansas City where they kind of warmed their way up into the season.
Yeah.
And so I will at least tell you, if I'm cool with you doing the worst or over thing, we might want to wait till like week 10.
That's going to help, right? Like, getting all of those guys back. But, man, just watching how reliant they are on, or how reliant they have been on Pat, the fact that they did have, I thought, plenty of weapons in the Super Bowl, and we watched them go down like 30-something to nothing.
Yes.
Like, it's just not. Maybe the most recent examples that we have of the Chiefs playing football, going back to the Super Bowl all the way up until now, are not good. Make me feel like this thing is over with. Patrick Mahomes, still individually great. Patrick Mahomes, still that dude. The Chiefs overall, as an outfit, as a label, as a crew, it ain't it. It ain't it.
And it's crazy, too, because even last season, they haven't scored over 30 points or got to 30 points until they played the Texans, right?
Yeah, I mean,
they as far as offensively, they've been kind of struggling a little bit. It's been more of a defensive team.
Every drive that's ended in a touchdown for them has required, and I mean literally required, a Patrick Mahomes scramble, except for the most recent, for the last one, that last bomb that he threw against the Eagles. But before that, every drive that's successful requires Patrick Mahomes to bail them out in a way that he is not necessarily supposed to be bailing them out, especially this early in the season. It'll help to get those guys back, but I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see it for him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to confess, man, I didn't realize how small Baytown was.
Oh, yeah. No.
And not even just the area small, but how small of a world it was. So yesterday, I went out to Buffalo Wild Wings to chop it up with Clint and Ron, as they do on their Thirsty Thursdays. And my wife, who used to work out in Baytown, she was a teacher out there. She was like, oh, okay, let me, I'll roll with you because I ain't been out there in a minute, and I'm going to see if one of my former co-workers come out and meet me so I could, you know, talk to her. We catch up a little bit. So we went out there. Her co-worker walk in. And mind you, I'm kind of setting the scene a little bit. Clint had his own VIP section over there.
Of course.
he had about 20 people that
he
knew.
Why he lied to me then? Because I said, did they roll out the red carpet? And there it is.
Well, they had like a certain section where it was just Clint's family. Everybody, it had to be like 20 people that was there for Clint. That was his family, Baytown people.
Honestly, it would be a problem if he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, it was expected.
Yeah.
But my my wife's former co-worker walked right to Clint's table. It's like, hey, y'all, hey. I'm like, wait a minute. How do y'all know each other? Clint went over and gave her a hug. I'm like, how do y'all know each other? She kind of went through the whole thing of, yeah, so my blah, blah, blah used to talk to blah, blah, blah. This person passed away, so yeah. Now we still. It was just going through a whole web of how they know each other. And then to top it all off, it was a guy that was there. I forgot his name, but salute to him. He walked up to me and said, hey, remember I called you on the phone because your wife was teaching my granddaughter. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember you. And I'm like, what do you know? My wife is sitting right there. And he said, oh, here's the granddaughter right here. And so my wife looked, and she almost didn't even recognize the little girl because she ain't seen her in like 5 years and she got bigger. So I'm like, damn, Baytown is too damn small, man.
All I'm hearing is Figgy's in the Baytown family. That's all I heard. Figgy from Baytown is now long. That's all I'm hearing.
Yeah, I'm like, man, it is too small. It is. It's no way in hell I would move there.
It's
too small.
It feels like the TV show that's got all of these separate narratives, but it's setting up for everybody to actually know each other.
I felt like I was
to meet at the end.
I felt like I was in Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
Just a small little Rosewood town I forgot the town they were in, but I felt like I was in a small town where the teacher was dating one of the students' father and all this other. It was just a whole big web. I'm like, man.
You in there now. If you from Baytown, 713-572-4610, do you accept Figgy into the family? That's all I need to know. Because it seems like we going to make Figgy the bait. Like, obviously you have you've been in Houston for a little bit. Houston as a whole, we accept you, Fig. But I want to see if we can get you into a neighborhood. Like, it's B. Scott from Hiram Clark and Figgy from Baytown. If we get that going, I want to see if that comes together.
Figgy is east side now, though, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm close to Galena Park.
It's not that far.
Yeah, yeah. You're already
east. It's
about
30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It would be on brand at this point. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm with it.
Okay. All right. A little bit of lunchtime confessions. I could give you one more, but it's cool. I want to give as much time as possible because you know, B. Scott, if there's one thing that I rock with, it's some college football. And it's
Let's
Friday,
go.
So we're getting ready. We got to do our college football preview. Typically, we do Lopez's headline of the college football weekend. I will try my hand at it with my fellow journalist here. I'll let him determine if it's a good headline, and we will do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.